brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're back live. Thank you for joining us into hour number two of this Friday edition. Your phone calls are coming up momentarily. These globalists are lining up all their ducks to launch an attack on Iran. More on that coming up. More on the economy as the middle class is being eradicated, and even mainstream news is reporting on it. We're looking into BP's claim, because they've done this many times, that they have stopped the oil leak in the Gulf. We're looking at the pressure readings and other things that are public, doing some research on that. So that's coming up later in the hour. But right now, let's go back to your phone calls. Tim in Michigan, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. I hope you can hear me today.
Yes, I can.
Okay, good. Yeah, I was having a little trouble with a new phone yesterday. Thanks for letting me get back with you again this week. You know, I don't know how you do it, but you hit on a talking point that not a lot of times people will bring up. And what you had mentioned this morning earlier before I got through to talk to you was about how once you obtain this information and the truth, basically, how much it does change your outlook on how you value your life. And then I can honestly say it my life hasn't been the same. And sometimes I might even be asking for some advice here, buddy, but sometimes it's really hard to find some balance and to try to even maintain a reasonable amount of what my God-given right by the Constitution, my right to be happy.
Well, listen, Tim, we got out of balance. Thomas Jefferson, George Washington, Thomas Paine, Patrick Henry, they all said you must guard the jewel of liberty. You must do everything you can in its defense. It is, of the prime importance. Even if you struggle to keep freedom, you're probably going to lose it. And you will go into bondage, and the worst elements of society will take over. And so we've gotten out of balance as a society, becoming decadent, fat, and happy. So the evil crept in. Now we're going back into bondage. The blessings of liberty we're now losing. And so what did Barry Goldwater say? Extremism in defense of liberty is no vice. There is no such thing as being out of balance. We need the 100% effort in waking people up, in reaching out to people. That doesn't mean you don't spend time with your family. But when I'm spending time with my family out at the lake fishing or at a local park or on a hike and bike trail or watercoloring, sitting on the floor, I just get closer to God. I see their innocence, their beauty, their goodness, their wholesomeness. And it just, so my mind's really split while I'm thinking about them and loving them and nurturing them and loving my wife. I'm also thinking about how I've got to oppose evil and having brainstorms of different ways I can warn people. And what's interesting is 10 years ago, I've been married for almost 9, but 10 years ago, even 6, 7 years ago, I would still see a beautiful woman in a grocery store and lust. I would still, I have a lot of flesh. And now almost all of that is burned away. I mean, I'm attracted to my wife, but still, my drive states are fully survival, warn people, deal with this, protect my children. And anything else, Tim?
Yeah, just a couple real quick things here. You were talking about, what people look at as important these days. And when I crack open my Yahoo page, which is my homepage, they have this thing called Trending Now, and you'll see stuff like Lindsay Lohan, American Idol, Raw Wrestling, Dancing with the Stars, and then the sixth thing at the end of the very last article, guess what it was?
What?
The BP oil spill. That's what kind of priorities our country has these days.
That's a great point. Is what is that trend you're looking at? Google Trends, or what is it?
No, it's on my Yahoo. I have a Yahoo account.
I meant to write a story about that. I'm going to talk about when we come back. Great points, Tim. God bless you. You are in balance, Tim. We'll be right back.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog.
Wow.
Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain claw past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull.
Wow.
You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain claw has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com.
Wow.
The drain claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The drain claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the drain claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the drain claw at thedrainclaw.com.
Wow. You've got it.
This transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
It is Friday, 16th day of July, 2010. Humanity is under attack by a scientific technocracy hell-bent on exterminating at least 80% of the world population. They're building the kill grid right now. All of the mass poisoning and genetic engineering has only been a test. The real war is about to begin. Prepare yourselves and get right with your Creator. And that doesn't mean I'm on some high horse here. The reason I don't like to drink, and I like to drink as much as anybody, is because that's when I find myself lusting after other women. That's when I find myself not thinking about fighting the New World Order. That's when I find myself cussing and allowing corrupt thoughts into my mind and not being focused. And it's the same thing when I immerse myself in Hollywood movies and distractions that the world puts out there. None of us are perfect, but we have to realize the better traits in humanity and reach for those instead of just giving in to corruption. Now, Tim brought up something that has really been on my heart heavily, a key tool in the info war that we have not used. Now, in the last decade, many times Paul Watson and in the last 4 or 5 years, Kurt working with us, Kurt Nemo and others, have written blurbs at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com when films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, or The Obama Deception, or the name Alex Jones gets into the top 10 of Google Trends or Yahoo Trends. And you'll see how it's a news item normally. They kind of feedback loop it and feed into it when it's Lindsay Lohan or when it's something like the scandal of Mel Gibson. The media hypes that, oh, look, you know, the number one trend is Facebook or Chupacabra or Mel Gibson or Kelly Osbourne and the BP oil spill is way down the line. Unemployment extension 2010 is number 15 on Yahoo Trends. That should be number one. Lead and mercury in our children's juice drinks and chips and food and soft drinks. That's all admitted. Your children are drinking this in mass. That should be the top trend. Now, what if we actually gamed their corrupt system? What if every listener of this show today and tomorrow and on Sunday and Monday typed the Obama deception into Yahoo and into Google search engines? What if you did it over and over and over and over and over and over and over again? That would put the Obama deception, links to the video for people to watch it for free, that would put links to that at the top of Google and at the top of Yahoo, and tens of millions more would see it on top of the 25 to 30 million that have conservatively seen it for free online. I mean, you can go to Yahoo and see it on their video, watch 5 million times, go to YouTube, see it watch 6 million here, 2 million there, 1 million there, 500,000 here, the BitTorrents listed, it's been seen millions of times per major system. What if you all right now went to a search engine box? Let's show people live on TV. Radio listeners could just go to Google, go to Yahoo, go to the biggest search engines and type in the Obama deception. The Obama deception. Type in the Obama deception and this will probably work. It'll probably push it into the top trends, maybe even number one. And then next week, I can put out a viral video, say, on genetic engineering causing DNA damage. We can create a simple term for people to search. And then millions of new people, because of that information warfare tool, will see it. Now, going back 3 years ago, Google even admitted this, that on any given day, the number one video on Google Video would be one of my films. Or it'd be Loose Change or another Patriot film like America, Freedom to Fascism by Aaron Russo. Most of the time, our videos were number one. And so because they were number one, it would exponentially grow to some cases millions of views a day. Then Google made the hit counter secret for the public. If you had an account, you could still see it. We go, my gosh, 25 million views on Endgame, but the public couldn't see it, and they just started putting up what was popular that they made up, not what was number one in the top slot. They found out that we basically had dominated that. We had dominated the new media, and we've done this. We've won on the level playing field, so they cheat. So before they start cheating this system, we need to game their system right now. So everyone, in fact, I'll do it right now on my studio computer, then I'm going back to your calls. But the caller, the last caller, Tim in Michigan, brought this up. So I'm going to go to Google here. Google.com. And I'm going to type the Obama deception, the Obama deception. In, and then I'm going to click on a link. And the first link that comes up is 6,468,347 views on the Change the Channel version of it. Now I'm going to back out of this channel. I'm going to click on the second link. This is a link with 830,000 views. Another YouTube channel. And there's literally hundreds of channels that have it. I'm going to click on a Google Video link. I'm going to let that load. So it's important to click on the links to drive them up, but it's also important to search the term the Obama deception. Now, why is that so important to search the Obama deception? I made the film starting in November of 2008, when Obama was elected. I had it basically done by the time he was inaugurated, and I laid out everything he would do, how Bush works for the same people, how the banks would take over society, how the bailout was a robbery, and what the globalists are doing, and how the Bilderberg Group selected Obama. People need to see this to know the economic collapse is orchestrated, and the film is evergreen because people see something made over a year and a half ago, it freaks them out. When they're watching it, and I'm making all these predictions, and it's all happened. And I'm laying out the real political paradigm of the globalist. So I'm asking all of you right now, go to Google and then go to Yahoo separately on their search systems and type the Obama deception in. Then close your browser or retype it in and do it over and over again. If all of you will do it at least 10, 15 times a piece, that'll probably take you 3 or 4 minutes to do. If you'll give 3 or 4 minutes, I'll guarantee you it'll be the number one or at least in the top 2 or 3 links. We can go above the Mel Gibson distraction, above the Lindsay Lohan distraction. I mean, in many of these lists we were looking at during the break, the BP oil spill isn't even in the top 10. That's how these distractions work. You know, I culture jammed last week. I knew full well that that was going to get, conservatively, I said that'll get 500,000 views the next week, just on one version, the video we upload, where I talk about LeBron James being a distraction and how people worshipped him. And how as the society implodes and as the foreign banks are taking over, that people are distracted by this and the media pushes it as a distraction, telling you as a social creature that this is what is most important, using social engineering programming. And the video, conservatively, with the different versions I spent a few minutes looking at, has had close to 800,000 views total, just on the top 15 or so sites I looked at on different video systems that have posted it, that have ripped it and copied it. 800,000 views, conservatively, in a week. We posted it last Thursday evening. Went viral Friday. I mean, I shot a 5.5-minute video. Took Aaron a few hours to edit it. He uploaded it. Boom! 800,000 people seeing real issues. And it really wasn't about LeBron James. Once they watched the video, it was the foreign banks are doing this to you. This is a globalist takeover. Here they are saying they're going to get rid of the dollar as the world reserve currency. It had a major effect. So I'm begging you, and I've meant to do this in the past and had the idea many times for years, just never did it. We're going to do this today. The Obama deception. And then you can email me and write me, and next week you can tell me what term you think we should put up that's most important. The Obama deception. Simple. The Obama deception. TheObamaDeception. The Obama deception. And you just go to YouTube. You type it in. That'll help drive it to the top. You go to Google. You type it in. You go to Yahoo. You type it in. You type it in to those search engines, and you do it again tomorrow, and you do it again the next day, because those are trends, and it will go to the top. Let's show the New World Order the power of the resistance. Let's show them what we can do. I'll guarantee you, I mean, is it worth it for you to go spend 5 minutes over and over again typing the Obama deception into different search engines to drive it up to number one so millions of people can see it? Can we collectively work against the globalist collective monster to defend our individual liberty and our future? Can we flex our muscles? Will we do this? The Obama deception. The Obama deception. And it's the same thing. Get a DVD. Buy a DVD copy. That supports us. It makes this show possible. It's in the highest quality. Has expanded extras. Make copies of it. Give it to people. I've seen university students, in the case in Phoenix and other places, give out more than 30,000 copies. They got less than 50 students together. They all made copies, got out over 30,000. That was all over the news when that happened. It happened at other universities. We got to fight in cyberspace and on the street. All right, I'm going to come back, I promise, and I'm going to take calls. Towards the end of the hour, I'm going to get into a bunch of news on the BP situation, the Iran situation. But ladies and gentlemen, the Obama deception. The Obama deception. All these people will see that as the top trend. That will push it to be the top of Google and Yahoo that will push it in front of millions. Let's not reach millions a month. Let's reach millions a day.
The summer specials are here. Colloidal silver, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, glucosamine, chondroitin, super male plex and female plex, memory power, colon enhancer, and more, all on sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Visit herbalhealer.com now for big summer savings on longevity products like HGH, resveratrol, colloidal minerals, and hundreds of natural health products. Herbal Healer Academy has been a global leader of safe, natural medicine, providing natural supplements, correspondence courses, informative newsletters with ongoing research information to our members since 1988. Sign up for free online newsletters and don't miss McCain's three-point plan for health at the Herbal Healer Academy website, herbalhealer.com. Find natural ways for weight loss, plus men's, women's, and children's health products, and our famous top-selling four-herb tea. The testimonials are incredible! And so are the summer specials at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate of your home's value online. This is a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. And again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their Home Sale Maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Visit their link at InfoWars.com. Look for Max, the orange Home Gain Gorilla, to help you with any real estate needs you might have. You'll love this site. It's HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com. Check them out today.
What started as an idea to provide power for a small hunting cabin has grown into a passion for creating an alternative energy source that's both affordable and reliable. At Wind Blue Power, our goal is to provide you with the best selection of parts and accessories to power your own ideas. Whether you're building a wind generator from scratch or you prefer a complete bolt-together kit, we've got you covered with fast worldwide shipping and impeccable customer service. Visit us at windbluepower.com. Think green, go blue at Wind Blue Power.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Matt Ryan just made another great point. Over 200 million people a day look at the Twitter trends. He pulled up those numbers. Out on your Twitter accounts, tell everybody, go watch the Obama deception. Send them to the 6 million plus view version on YouTube. Do the same thing with Facebook. Please, everybody on your Facebook, post at the top and say, watch the Obama deception and post the video and send it out to your friends. This is the power of the alternative media. Let's do it. Google, Yahoo, Twitter, Facebook. Those are the keys. Let's do it together. Let's go ahead and talk to TJ in Minnesota. You're on the air, TJ. Thanks for holding.
Alex, can you hear me?
I can, TJ.
Alex Emery Jones, you're quite a fireball today. Say, I got a question and a suggestion and a comment. I hope you'll bear with me for all three. The question is, what's the name of your French bulldog?
His name is Captain.
Oh, I love it. I love it. And the suggestion is that you, in compliance with all your listeners, realize that the world is grossly underpopulated because these bastardos have been killing people, and you don't have to use rocket science or Twitter or Google
or
anything.
Well, if you fly in an airplane in any direction, you see almost no towns, roads, or civilization. Humans have this distortion because we're in megacities, right at 90% in the Western world and Asia, live in the cities. So we're all congregated together, and so we have this illusion that the world is overpopulated. The globalists don't care about the environment. They're genetic engineering and cross-species chimeras. That is the number one threat, according to all the scientists I've interviewed and the literature I've read. I mean, that's the globalists could care less about the environment. They're playing God. Go ahead. Make your point.
Well, my point is, you and I are in total, complete, 190% agreement with that. And we need a guest on your show that's a real scientist or a real statistician that can tell you about the population in the United States. Albert Lea, Minnesota, which is a Mexican city long before illegal immigration, they cannot hold their population because of depopulation, because of Roundup Ready corn, soybeans, and a myriad of other diabolical things that the enemy uses against us. And also, I was waiting for you to hit a talk point that I could really relate to. And you mentioned the United Arab Emirates, and I'll tell you about them. I knew Sheikh Zayed Al Nahyan, and I knew his wife and his court, and I was part of his entourage at one point in time in my military history and my civilian history. And those people are not warfaring, they're pro-life, and I don't believe that any progeny of the United Arab Emirates wants to make war with anybody.
But, you know, they are one branch of Islam, and they historically don't like the Shiite Iran. And so the Saudi Arabian government has been making pro-war noises. I know that's a separate country, but it borders the UAE, if my geography is correct. That's correct, isn't it?
UAE is different than Saudi.
But I'm saying it borders it.
I know that.
Well, no, I know you know that. I'm just going from memory here. It's there south of it. It's one of the Emirates.
That's like Iowa to Minnesota, and they're two different cultures.
No, sir, listen. I don't claim to be an expert on the United Arab Emirates. I was reading Der Spiegel, UAE ambassador says country may back a U.S.-Israeli attack on Iran. I defer to your knowledge.
But it's not by their own volition entirely. It's due to this empire, this diabolical empire that was not won back in, 1400 or whatever in England. But anyhow, I'm with you 100%.
Well, I mean, the UAE is what, on the eastern shore of Saudi Arabia, north of Oman. It is right there on the Persian Gulf. And so that's why they are a little paranoid about Iran having a nuke.
Well, for many sovereign generations, they were the citadel of wisdom and peace and getting along with everybody.
No, I know it's a big trading post, very wealthy and developed a lot of science there. And I'm just reading what the ambassador said, but let's pray that's the case because I don't want World War III to start. I appreciate your call. And everybody knows my French bulldog's name. But good to hear from you, TJ. Okay, I'm going to go to Eddie, Tim, Ronnie, Angel Eyes. Is that from The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly? Oh, look at the little Angel Eyes. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready, to get prepared for hard times ahead? Introducing Off the Grid News, the weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent. All about self-reliance and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part, this $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
Hi, folks. It's time to play. Good food makes everything you do fun. On eFoodsDirect.com, you're going to find a summer outdoor special that gets you the most delicious, easy-to-fix, most portable, best food on the planet for your exciting fun in the sun. With each order of a 3-month responder pack, you get a free grab-and-go accessory kit with the backpacker's water purifier, stove, and carry bag. You'll also get a free camper's bakery pack with pancakes, biscuits, and cornbread muffins. All this delicious food can be easily prepared stovetop at home or in a pan over a campfire. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/summer or call 800-409-5633 for information and ordering. Summer fun with food just doesn't get any better than this, folks. You need it. They've got it. Just get it. eFoodsDirect.com/summer or 800-409-5633. eFoodsDirect.com/summer or 800-409-5633.
Monday through Friday, we're here, folks, kicking off at 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. Back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. with a live transmission. We'll be live this Sunday. Okay, I want to get into the BP news and a lot more coming up, but let's continue with your calls right now. Eddie in Wisconsin, welcome.
Hey, Alex, thank you for taking my call. I was watching the History Channel today, and it was totally brainwashing propaganda. They didn't mention anything about Timothy McVeigh working for the FBI. They made it look like, you know, that the Patriot movement is just another, you know, it's just we're a bunch of, according to them, we're just a bunch of neo-Nazis, which it's not true. It's not true at all.
I mean, what do you expect? That's why cable television and broadcast TV are literally dying, because people understand it's a bunch of propaganda and brainwashing.
I mean, right. I mean, believe it or not, Nazi Germany, I mean, they did that kind of propaganda. It's like, well, these Jews are going to commit acts of terrorism. We better shut them down. They are threatening the Führer.
That's exactly what the Soviets and Pol Pot and everybody else did. We know what we're seeing historically. We know this is tyranny.
Yep. And now you covered how the elite funded Adolf Hitler and their Nazi war machine, but could you also talk about, you know, how the Rockefellers also funded the Imperial Japanese, because they were as sadistic as the Nazis, especially in the the Rape of Nanking. Have you ever heard of that?
Yes, I have. Well, that's actually true. I mean, the Rockefellers were one of the most wealthy families on the earth 110 years ago. And they did fund the war machine of the Japanese, and we did send the U.S. military over there to train the Japanese, and then green-lighted them to have a war with Russia. They, of course, were our ally in World War One. Then they got double-crossed in the late 1930s and then into 41, and I'm not saying the Imperial Japanese were good. They were bad. The American people were very moral, so were the Japanese, but our rulers were evil. And thousands of U.S. troops went into, quote, private military arms funded by the U.S. government, hundreds of aircraft, the best-known Flying Tigers, and were attacking the Japanese all over Asia, but predominantly in China. And the Japanese did public protest. Their embassy protested for several years. Then there was an oil embargo against Japan, and the U.S. is making noises about attacking Japanese-controlled countries. And so Japan decided to do a sneak attack to knock out our Pacific Fleet. Their midget submarines, four of them, attacked that morning, 2 hours before. They launched the attack 2 hours before. One got into the harbor. Another ran into reefs about a mile away from the harbor. Another got off course and came up on land. And another was sunk, and that's CNN. In fact, guys, search this. I said do this a few days ago. I don't know if you saw it. CNN.com. Did the United States start Pearl Harbor, or did the United States attack Japan first? And then they show an image of the submarine on the bottom and say the U.S. sunk this midget submarine, I think they said an hour and a half before. I mean, the point is the Japanese were coming to attack, but when subs were attacking, the Navy was ordered to stand down still because they wanted that full image of dead sailors and airmen and Marines. But I appreciate your call. I cover that in my film Terror Storm. In Terror Storm, we have the CNN article. But see, I already knew this. As a child, we would come and visit my grandparents here in Austin. My mother's from Austin. And we would. I remember when I was probably 10 years old, because I loved war museums, they took me to the Pacific War Museum. It's the official war museum. It's gotten a lot bigger than it was then. It was the old home of Admiral Nimitz, landlocked in Fredericksburg, Texas, 200 miles from the coast. And it was a hotel, and building, it's a big building, is shaped like the bow of a ship sticking out on Main Street there. And now it's the George Herbert Walker Bush Pacific U.S. Museum. That is the museum for the Pacific War in the U.S. And they've got one of the midget subs, and it was there when I was a kid. And hidden in plain view, they didn't point out that we attacked the Japanese. It just said that morning they sunk this Japanese sub and three others. And you can go there and see one of the subs that was attacking or coming into attack and got sunk, but still Pearl Harbor was ordered to stand down. I mean, they just hide the treason in plain view. Does that take away from the heroism of the people that fought off the Japanese attack or those that died on the battleships? No. The point is, the truth is the truth is the truth is the truth is the truth, and it's now declassified. The U.S. had broken the Japanese purple and blue code and knew exactly what they were going to do weeks before. It took weeks for that task force to steam from Japan into that area of the Pacific. That's way across the Pacific. If you look at the map, here's Japan, here's Hawaii, here's the west coast of the United States. They had to come all the way, and the aircraft and the U.S. submarines and all the islands we controlled, they all knew they were coming, and they were ordered to stand down and die. Okay, and that's how compartmentalization works. The average guys out there, you know, playing volleyball on the deck of the battleships, they had no idea. But the Navy was ordered, you stand down. Radar installations picked up the planes coming in an hour before, ordered to stand down. Let's go ahead and talk to Tim in Washington. You're on the air, Tim.
Yes. Alex, how are you doing today?
I'm doing all right, sir. Welcome.
Hey, I've got a couple points for you, and maybe a question and an idea as well. Have you considered calling for InfoWarriors to meet and organize en masse? And if you have, and you haven't considered it, how dangerous or viable would that be?
It'd be very viable, sir, but I have always decided to... I've done some rallies, some events. I've gone to events. I've been invited to speak with Ron Paul and in Houston and haven't gone because I say to myself, is it better to get in a car and drive 4 hours and stay in a hotel, or is it better to stay here and go on international television and do radio interviews and make my own videos that reach hundreds of millions. And so it just bang for the buck, bang for the energy buck, for my time and energy. It's better to sit here and just inform people about what's happening, point out solutions, states' rights, abolishing the Fed, things like that, and then supporting groups like We Are Change and the Liberty, you know, meetups that go on with the Campaign for Liberty. I mean, I've never wanted to be the big leader, not just because that's even more dangerous to do. That is part of it in the back of my mind, but because the time, the energy. This radio show has power because we do it every day, and we put out media every day for 15 years. And it's powerful info. But my mission is to wake people up and then to empower them, not to just go out and say we're going to have events everywhere or we're going to – I mean, I promote other activists who say, you know, tax-free 15 protest the IRS or – go out and confront Al Gore everywhere he goes, to where he won't go out in public now, and everywhere people go and confront him, it ends up being in the media that he's a liar. I mean, I just have a different strategic view. We are building something that really is well designed, and it's behind schedule, and you know, it's cost more money than it was supposed to, and a lot of other issues. A first rate. Thing that's like Meetup and social network and Facebook all rolled into one. And it's being developed, and it should be done in a few months, Lord willing. I mean, if I quit making the film I'm doing and quit doing everything else, I could haunt you and make sure it got done. We're trying. And people are doing a great job. But what I want to do is just get people together. I believe it's not so much going to even be a dating site. It's going to have something similar to that, just where get your communities together. Create communities of family. Meet like-minded people. That's the true value. That's more valuable than all the gold in the hills, is good friends and people who are of like minds coming together. But does that answer your question?
It kind of does, yes. I also had a suggestion or maybe an idea for anybody else out there that maybe organizing a kind of an MLK march to Washington, a civil disobedience of non-participation, where we just travel and march and just see how many people actually show up.
Well, that's a good idea, but there have been hundreds of marches just in the last year, and the media tries to ignore it, but the alternative media covers it, and so it is having an effect. There isn't going to be one silver bullet, but everybody just putting one foot in front of the other. And I appreciate your call. Great points. Just the power of you creating a one-line slogan and a website and putting it on power poles in your town. Chances are the Orwellian state will try to block you, and then that censorship will get it all over the news. You know, how dare someone, the media always takes the bait, how dare someone put up signs of Obama as a joker with the word fascism or Infowars.com under it? We need to arrest whoever did this. And then they send a cop to the guy's house. It happened in Texas, Florida, England, then it becomes news. Why are you censoring? Then more people go out and do it. That became an international phenomenon. Reached hundreds of millions of people conservatively. It was in hundreds of newscasts, hundreds of newspapers. The local newspaper in Kyle, you know, talked about how it was evil and horrible and had it on its front cover. It made more people go out and do it. I mean, it's just it's unlimited. Start a website, start a radio blog, call into talk shows. None of us are going to fix this overnight. It is a movement, a renaissance, an enlightenment, an awakening, a journey back to freedom, a rediscover of the spirit of 1776, a rediscovery of the spirit of liberty. All right, let's go fast now through calls because I want to hit a bunch of news before this hour ends. Let's go ahead and talk to Ronnie in Tejas. You're on the air, Ronnie.
Reprocedure. Thank you, sir, for everything. And yes, the Kenyan-born Indonesian subject, so-called president, so-called Barack Obama, i.e. Barry Sotaro's sickening slide to tyranny, is in full blast. It's happening, people. Therefore, in the meanwhile, with joy, Alex, I speak whenever allowed to the Austin City Council of Criminals about toxic sludge, peace and freedom, medicinal marijuana, etc. But now, and that's only 25% of the time they let me. Curiously, these criminals, they suspend
First, they let people only have citizen communications by signing up a week before. Then they start letting you only speak every, 3 weeks? And next, you won't be able to speak, period.
75% of the time. And every week, though, I can address the Travis County Commissioner's Court for a whopping 180 seconds.
Yeah, but you know how to go speak. You can go speak on agenda items separately.
I do that as much as I can, and I carry my political signs in the background, but they won't let me do that, only when I speak. But
well, the Austin City Council is a lawless group of criminals looting and robbing the people of Austin. There's no doubt they are globalists, $2.6 billion in taxes in the next 3 years on energy, more than doubling the cost, bigger than all the other tax increases combined, total evil. They all need to be run on a rail. They are a group of scallywags. I appreciate your call. They are a fraud. Let's talk to Angel Eyes in Texas. You're on the air.
You got me. How you doing, Bulldog?
Pretty good.
Okay. You know, Angel Eyes is because I think my eyes see what, you know, other people don't. I called you about a month ago in regards to the interview with Chandra Levy's aunt with Barbara Walters about Chandra called her a week before she disappeared and said something big's fixing to happen in America and I can't tell you about it. You put out the, you know, the flag that if anybody had a recording of that, could they send it to you? I doubt anybody would have it. That was like 10 years ago that happened. I wonder, could you find out who Chandra Levy's aunt is and interview her if she hasn't disappeared or, you know, died mysteriously yet?
So you're saying you saw Chandra Levy, the intern that was killed right before 9/11. You're saying that she said something big is about to happen, but I can't tell you. And you're saying you saw her say that on what show?
On Barbara Walters. I believe it was Barbara Walters. It may have been like Leslie Stahl or one of those global reporters. But anyhow, Chandra Levy's aunt, she was on there, and she said that she was closer to Chandra than Chandra was with her own mother. And Chandra called her, you know, a week before she disappeared. And, you know, this was before they found the body, like 6 months later in that park that had already been searched by 200 National Guard troops.
Yeah, they found the bones.
Okay. Well, all right. Well, anyhow, irregardless, Chandra Levy's aunt, I just wish you could, like, get an interview with her because now this information going out on the air, you know, the aunt might disappear.
That's a good idea. We'll look into it and try to get her, guys.
Okay, well, listen, you know, you had a thing one time you were going to have, like, a message recording machine where people could call in because, I mean, a lot of days I've tried to call and hadn't even been able to, you know, get on.
I know. What happened was we put up that comment line. We played some of the comments. We were getting like 400 a day, and I don't have the staff to even listen to it, so we kind of discontinued it. People are still calling. I mean, that thing is just insane. But we still do play a few calls from it when they come in. It's like trying to read the Encyclopedia Britannica every day, but I appreciate your call, Angel Eyes. Let's talk to Kyle in Oregon. Kyle, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. How you doing? Thanks
Pretty
for having
good.
My call. I just wanted to make a quick point for all listeners, along with me and my family. You do have to relate it to a local level, not outside of Portland, Oregon here. We got a water report a couple months ago, and everybody that I've woken up, I've asked them to just remember to relate it to a local level, and I'll go on about this water report that was in everybody's mailbox 2 months ago. One of the first things it said was, and again, there's no natural fluoride that occurs in Oregon, period, said one of the first frequently asked questions, is my water fluoridated? And it says, no, Tualatin's water is not fluoridated. And the next sentence, it goes on to say that our water system, the Bull Run water route, that goes around the filtration system. Point blank, they said it right there, how will it have been detected? But the local stores around here have free fluoride tablets all over the shelves for kids, children 12 and under.
Oh, yeah, I know it says eat fluoride, brush your teeth with it when it causes bone cancer, brain damage, retardation, you know, lowers the IQ. It's all admitted, and now that we're exposing it, it's just fluoride, 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 billboards, fluoride, fluoride, fluoride. It's the same thing with aspartame. We were winning the battle a decade ago when it was just in a few gums and drinks, and so now it's in over 10,000 plus products. It's just everywhere. In sugar foods, they just add it. It's like, oh, you don't want this. You're reading the label. We'll just put it in everything because it is a chemical attack. This is done by design, and people must face the horror of it. And if you're a new listener out there laughing, going, oh, sure, it's bad. Look, I'm telling you the truth. Go look it up. I appreciate your call. Good points. Very good points. Aspartame side effects. There they are. Look at all those side effects. Decreased vision. Tinnitus, ringing in the ears. Facial pain. Psychological and psychiatric problems, anxiety, personality changes, attacks the organs, everything. Oh, my God. I mean, just get a tour of your local water facility. They're adding it. About 70% of the country does. It's got skull and crossbones on it. It says causes organ failure. I mean, just read the stinking package. It's got a skull and crossbones on it. It's like, don't eat rat poison. It's got a skull and crossbones on it. What's a skull and crossbones mean? Like, let me just draw a picture of a skull and crossbones for you right now. Okay. Here's the skull and crossbones for people watching this later on the web who make a joke out of everything. There it is. You see that? That's a skull and crossbones, ladies and gentlemen. And there's actually a bottle of sodium fluoride from the 50s used as bug poison. If roaches just walk through it, they die. Sodium fluoride pesticide. Oh, but it's for your children. And it's so outrageous, they just get away with it. And now they're adding it to thousands of foods. Aspartame, fluoride, you name it. We'll be right back.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
So you think the massive Gulf oil leak won't affect the air you breathe?
Think again.
Benzene, a toxic gas emitted from crude oil and a known carcinogen, is now airborne, traveling hundreds, even thousands of miles inland. Whether you live near the Gulf or not, benzene and other volatile organic compounds could cause adverse reactions to those living inside your home. NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, came to airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to clean the air on boats aiding in the Gulf cleanup. Do what NOAA did. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
I'm going to be blitzing through news while Bob Chapman is on with us. We'll also take calls on financial questions for Bob. And we'll get to the callers that are holding as well. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. I want to hit some news here in this segment and the next, and Bob's going to join us. But first, I'm noticing that on Twitter and Facebook, it is alive with the Obama deception. Thousands and thousands of people are flooding Twitter and Facebook by posting the Obama deception from YouTube, or just the term the Obama deception. People are also going to Google and Yahoo and typing in the Obama deception. We're going to try to trend that to the top to show people the power of the alternative media and to reach millions of new people with the film. But we can't make future films if you don't purchase them from us. We have them posted in the highest quality online at prisonplanet.tv, 15 cents a day. All of my films, the simulcast, the radio show, my book, Paul Watson's book, special reports he's doing, Kurt and Steve are starting next week. All of this is going on. We're building our TV studio. I'm going to give you a prisonplanet.tv tour of that very, very soon. All of this is happening, and when you purchase films like The Obama Deception, Fall of the Republic, Invisible Empire, Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA, at Infowars.com, the hard copy DVD, you make what we do here possible. So I want to thank all of you that are doing that. And other films we carry and that I'm in, like the great documentary put out by William Lewis and Gary Franchi, and that is Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic, about states' rights, getting our sheriffs back. That's got to get out to all your local officials, all your local public servants. And we've got all the films discounted. We got deals with free T-shirts, free films, free ball caps. Just check them out at Infowars.com or call toll-free and ask 888-253-3139. UAE ambassador says country may back a U.S.-Israeli attack on Iran. I'm going to be covering that with Bob Chapman, but this story is everywhere. And, of course, we mentioned it at the start of the show, but BP stops oil leak into the Gulf of Mexico. BP has succeeded in stopping its Gulf of Mexico leak for the first time since an accident on April 20th killed 11 men and triggered a giant oil spill, boosting its shares. It's now boosted its shares, and they're claiming that they have fixed it. But next hour, I'm going to cover this more. Rob Dew pointed this out. I have a CNN transcript from today where they're interviewing different experts, and they're saying that we have a considerable amount of pressure down on the reservoir forcing the hydrocarbons up to the wellbore. We are looking for somewhere between 8,000 and 9,000 PSI inside the capping stack, which would indicate to us that the hydrocarbons are being forced up and the wellbores are being able to withstand the pressure, and that is good news. If they were down at 4,000 to 5,000 to 6,000 range, that could potentially tell us that the hydrocarbons are being diverted someplace else. Well, so if 4,000 shows that they're really diverting it somewhere else, why then do we have video feeds that have been captured, and we're trying to pull up these live but have had trouble. We're going to work on this through the next hour. Headline, BP oil gusher stopped. What about the PSI? And it's at 2,900. In fact, give me a document cam shot on this if you can. So we're going to try to find out exactly what's going on with this. Now, I pray they've capped it, but how many times did they say they'd capped it and it was stopped? I mean, they said that a month in. They said it 2 months in. I mean, we're now, what is it, 87, 88 days? I don't know. How many days in are we? I mean, this is ridiculous that they've lied in the past. I mean, I hope that this is the case, and we'll all pray that that is the case. They've now got hundreds and hundreds of millions of gallons of oil in the Gulf, most of it out at sea. As the hurricanes come in, that's the real crisis we're facing. Now, I think a lot of this end of civilization stuff's being hyped, but we've got to continue to look at it. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.